We were in a difficult situation last year for one reason or another. People might have been low in confidence or whatever. But I mean, this year we're in a different situation. We're doing really well. Everybody's desperate to play in the team. The players that have got the jerseys are desperate to keep it. The ones that haven't are trying to get in. So it's good competition for places. So, you know, the boys are they're right up for it, and we're at the right end of the league. And hopefully we can keep going.
What about that competition for places right next to you in the centre of defence?
It's great for the club to have good competition, obviously at centre-back, but all over the pitch, and we've got that. And as you said, it's up to us to, the ones that are playing, keep the jerseys, and the ones that aren't, to try and get in there. So it's like that all over the park, so it's good.
I'm not sure how much notice you've been making watching the Rugby World Cup, but Joe Calzaghe's gone in and tried to inspire the Welsh team. What are you like when you try and inspire your team? You seem so mild-mannered when we chat to you, but what are you like in the dressing room before kick-off? How do you go about things as a captain?
I think the build-up of the week, you know, we've got a game plan, so it's just trying to reiterate what the manager's thoughts are to the players, and at the same time, as a professional, you want to do as well as you can, and we're all really professional people and we want to succeed. So a lot of things are done not just by myself but other players as well, where we're getting each other up for the games and focusing on what we've got to do, the task in hand, if you like. It changes week to week what the challenge is in front of us, but we've got a good group of players here, and we've got obviously I'm the captain of the team, but you know, we've got leaders in the dressing room as well, which is great.
The schedule isn't how it used to be. Sometimes it used to be home and away, home and away. It's a bit of a strange one. You've now got 3 out of 4 at home.
I know you can get that the opposite way as well. So it's, you know, it's great to be at home, you know, with the fans behind us and playing at the Amex. And as I said, we can get that where we've got 3 long journeys. So we'll take the 3 home games any day.
What about Cardiff next up? They're sort of... They're doing okay, aren't they?
No, they're doing well. They're a good side. They've got some good players. You know, when I'm in these situations, I always say that there's nothing between the top and bottom of the league. You know, we were at the near the bottom of the league last year, but we felt we were a better team than what it showed on the league table. So it'll be a tough game, and it'll be a good game. And as I said, we're focused on it, and hopefully we can get the right result.
What about you personally, how are you managing things now? You had that niggle which you had to sort of deal with, that you're sort of over that now, but you have been busy, especially, and you've got another Scotland call-up coming up as well.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you'd be hard pushed to speak to any of the boys that train every day, and how do you feel? Oh, I feel perfect. It's just not, it doesn't happen as a footballer or an athlete. You've always got something that you're dealing with, but you know, it's as you get older, you get to know your body better. So it's I'm at a good place right now, and I'm happy with how I've been doing, and you know, my fitness, and well, it's been going well.